You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, joined by Ryan Price and Niu Honglin. Coming up, we will continue our discussion, a very heated one, about why does luxurious handbags, or just handbags for some ladies, it just gets us. It grabs our heart and stimulates the blood flow and hormone increase level.
Oh, Prada. You sound like you're talking about a guy. Then I have to remind myself that, oh, these are bags that Hyung loves so much.
You know, sometimes bags are better than guys.
Oh, she said it, guys. She said it.
You know, so guys, I don't know what's wrong with you. I think there's something wrong with you. Yeah.
Buy your girlfriend a bag.
That's interesting because getting it yourself and when it's another person getting it for you, it's two completely different things. And yes, I think it's the former. That's when you are getting your own handbag that really gives you the bagasm. And a dating course in Chengdu. Yes, you wouldn't stop, right, Ryan? Yeah, Ryan, I'm just being completely honest.
All right.
Yeah. And a dating course in Chengdu teaches guys how to pick up girls. But can a training course help you find love? We always want to hear from you. Just send us a WeChat message as we are Easy FM Roundtable, or you can find us on Sina Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable 圆桌会议 there. Now on Roundtable, it is the time.
It is the time.
Drum roll. The winner of the Roundtable Game of Thrones sofa competition today is a very special person because she has won it in the third day, I think.
All right, I'm going to guess. Show who Micah.
Yes, that is her.
Am I right?
Yes.
What did I win?
A seat with Show Who Micah.
Oh, cool. Yes. I mean, cool.
Yeah.
Because I do love the throne competition. Show Who Micah is just destroying the competition, actually. Oh. There's naked people running around. They can't get to that couch. There's Liam, and you know he fights like a champion to get there every day. Countless others. I know it. My girl Dian Dian has been there a couple times, but, you know, we're fighting right now. I don't want to get into it, guys. But anyways, congratulations, Show Who Micah.
Yeah, Show Who Micah, you have successfully scored a hat trick, and you have set a Roundtable record, a history. So well done, Show Who Micah. And I know sometimes your thumb cramps, and and you try so hard in getting the sofa. Oh. You've made it, Show Who Micah. Congratulations to you and Ryan.
You know, your advice is going to turn our Damu Bu in a spam fest for the first 2 minutes of the show.
And that's exactly
what's happening.
including Ryan, your girl, Dian Dian.
She tried. Oh, okay. We're better, Dian Dian.
Yeah, but she didn't get it. Per se.
All right. Well, we still need to talk, but okay, Dian Dian, it's okay.
Oh, she says this is the loyal and dedicated fan of Roundtable Dian Dian, and she's sending a personal message to you, Ryan.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Three words. Are we cool?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're cool.
You heard that from Ryan, so I hope everything's going well. And she says she's on a train and using data to try to grab the sofa and listen to the show. That's dedication.
Oh,
thank
God,
you,
we are so cool now, Dian Dian. And I'm speechless right now. I'm red in the face. But you know what? Congratulations to everybody who has signed in for the live show. We love you. We love you.
Oh, and let's name the people we love. Yeah. There's Lobin.
The naked guy, running around out there somewhere.
Yes, in my mind right now, there's a lot of flesh, a lot of nakedness going on.
Control yourself.
I will try. And 我心肠胆, 小鹿哥哥, 刘小祥, 还是刘小样啊? I don't know. I can't really see properly. And then there is HF Jasmine. Hello, Liam. 分道扬镳, 凉拌小笼包。Okay, that's a cute name.
That's a weird food.
Departing ways of these soup buns. And 战神、飞灵、斯宝克、Liam, did I name you just a second ago, maybe?
You did.
Yes. So you get it twice. And there's 咫尺之间、咫尺之间、艾薇。So many of you turning up on a Friday. So maybe people have the time today and they want to, you know, a lighthearted and happy after lunch break.
Yeah, these people are smart because, you know, there is no better way to start your weekend than listening to a show that today tackles the tough issues that you want to know about, like bags and relationship courses. Yeah, New Hong Lin, yeah.
Get yourself ready for this weekend. You know, there's a lot of things you can do
bags
that
and,
weekend.
Bags and babies. I mean, you know, babies and, like, your baby, your boyfriend, girlfriend, getting those people.
Yeah, and my bag is my baby right now. And I caress it with so much love.
And we need to finish talking about that.
Yes.
I don't understand, and I want to.
I can't wait. And Xiaolu Gugu, are you complaining to me saying that this is a super crowded place? Yeah, this is the roundtable live
party.
Show.
Oh, I mean live show, but also party. Because it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, party on.
Yeah, so are you ready to have some more fun?
Yes.
You got to listen to our show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let's just, let's pick it up from where we left off right before the show. That is the tactics that maybe some of these boutiques have employed to try to get women to spend on these handbags.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, subconsciously, we just reach for our wallet. Does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I've seen enough bags in the office to know it does.
What do you mean? There's
a lot of ladies in the office, and they appreciate nice things. But let's talk about the 8 reasons why we might see, if we don't understand this like myself, why women are getting these bags. Okay, reason number 2 that I have.
Can I just say it then? Because I don't think you would do it just.
Well, then, yes, you have to say it.
Yeah, because it looks so good on me. I mean, it's got my name written all over it. If it's any other woman or man carrying that bag, the bag will cry because it is made for me.
Yeah, I have to say I've seen one comment saying that if there is a bag world, then this bag is me in that world. I think it's the perfect expression of why do people feel like I have to have it. It's not because I have to have it, it's because it has to belong to me.
All right. I'm trying to understand this. So let me try to translate in my way to you what has just been said. That bag looks the best on me, and nobody else is wearing this bag. That's a reason why they might get this bag. All right. Well, that makes sense. If nobody else deserves this bag, ladies, other than you, and you feel strongly about that, well, hey, then you got to get that bag.
Well, yes, that's the surface of it.
We got the authority. Okay.
Okay. So do I get to chip in, please?
Yes, yes.
I have ultimate authority on this topic today. So, yes. Basically, I think lots of people say that you are what you eat. And
No, you're not making this comparison. Go ahead, sorry.
You are what you wear. And I don't completely agree with it, but I do think that your handbag shows your taste and your aesthetics. It's the same as the watch a guy wears, or the tie he wears, or maybe to some extent the car he drives. Not necessarily about money or economic status, although I think there is a vanity side to it, but it sort of signifies what kind of person you are. When I see a woman out there, I look at her handbag and her shoes.
Oh my God.
And then I know immediately if we are from the same crowd or not.
All right, you had me there for a bit, okay? I got the watch comparison, and all right, nice things, it looks nice on you. Everybody wants to look nice. We can all rally behind that. Number 3 is treating yourself. Okay, so maybe you just received a bonus at the end of the year, and you can't think of a better way to reward yourself than buying that Gucci handbag you've been looking at. Or you just found a new job. Time to celebrate. Buy a bag. Or you just woke up. Time to celebrate. Buy a bag.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm breathing.
You just had a baby. Time to celebrate. Buy a bag. Okay, you just broke up with your boyfriend.
That is...
Time to celebrate. Buy a bag.
Oh, that's so...
If you are saying... Please, you know what? You say it, Hyung.
Ryan, I'm so glad you brought that up. I agree with you wholeheartedly until the last one. That is when you break up with your boyfriend. Don't ever go shopping. There's no thing called retail therapy. Because for some people, you think that if you shop and then you are in possession with all this stuff, and including some gorgeous, glamorous, fashionable, or maybe timeless handbag pieces. But when you are feeling sad, no credit card spending or consumption will fill that hole for you. And you will only regret later on that you bought this bag. When you are heartbroken, you're not doing just to that baby. No, that bag.
And the baby.
And also, I'm not that person, but I can imagine that if I do that, every time I wear that bag with me, have it with me, I will think about the heartbroken day. That is not a good impression.
Exactly. That's a very good reason.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you got a Chanel classic flap or a 2.55 on that day, I think I can make up for it in my heart that, you know, although, you know, that... Sucker. Idiot should be dumped. And then, you know, it's the perfect beginning of something else. But to be honest, you know, just don't spend your money carelessly, especially when you're super emotional. That is my piece of advice.
Okay. Yes, please.
I feel like I've seen a lot of reasons here, like your desire just look good on me. I'm doing it to treat myself, but it started to feel like women do not need any reason to get a bag. It's just a everyday thing. If you're happy, you can get one. If you're not happy, you can get one. It's just...
Hyun's raising both of her hands at this moment.
I'm pretty sure you're not agree with me, but what I'm trying to say is that people say you can't buy happiness, but what if you can in a small portion, and you should do it?
Oh, shame on you, New Holland. Shame on you.
I think New Holland is saying this so maybe we can boost the Chinese economy so people will go out and spend. I think because of the price tag of a lot of these handbags, it's just impossible for most of us to buy it whenever we want. So I think for a lot of women, it is about treating ourselves because it's so expensive and often it is exclusive. So it's special for you. It's never love at first sight. It's always that you have planned this. You have been yearning for it. You have been building up the anticipation in your heart, and you might have seen it on various magazines or websites or maybe even in the boutique. And finally, you find a reason, you find a day that is almost like a ceremony.
We're still talking about bags, right?
Getting that handbag. And yes, I think for a lot of people, especially here, I think it's important to make a distinction that there is a world of difference between women who buy it for ourselves and women who buy them whilst others are footing the bill. And I think for those ladies that are, doing this for themselves, why not? It is sort of like purchasing a reward for ourselves for working hard, saving up, celebrating maybe a milestone. And back to walnuts again, all right? When guys...
Leave these poor guys alone. they already are dealing with walnuts.
So basically, when guys are spending like 200,000 yuan on a pair of walnuts, I don't know what's going on in their mind. And also for guys that are spending a lot to buy stuff on their video games, like the weapons and equipment and stuff, I don't really understand, but, and also for guys that are spending like 1 million or less on cars, on watches, or on jackets, you know, I mean, those things we don't understand, but we try not to judge. And society does not judge them. So what's wrong with a woman buying her own bag, spending on it?
All right. First of all, I'm pretty sure these poor guys that buy walnuts for outrageous prices because they love them, you were judging those poor guys and their walnuts. But you know what? Okay. We digressed here, and we need to get back to the reasons why people might buy these bags. Okay, another reason, guys, that maybe you can talk about is, as I understand, when it comes to these kind of fine items, there's a limited edition, right? So there's only 20 left in the store, and that's all they've made. It's never going to be made again. You can buy it. And at the same time, as I understand, this could be an investment, right, Hyung?
Oh, Ryan, thank you for saying that, but there's that one part I don't agree, because, yeah, I'll be completely honest to all ladies and men out there. When you say that this buying a handbag is an investment, depends on the interpretation of investment, the word, I guess. If it's an investment that your daughter might be able to wear it one day, maybe. But you need to have a daughter first. And then most, if we get really realistic about it, it never happens. It's only when maybe a Hermes Birkin or a Kelly handbag, that's like really at the top of this pyramid of desire. And they have to be at very pristine condition, which is almost impossible if you're using them, if you're wearing them at all. So yeah, not really for investment. And when you sell these bags to some collectors or collecting chains, it's often at like a quarter of the original price or something, then it's really bad. So let's not be a fool of ourselves and say that this is investment. Let's just get real. This is about you feeling good about yourself and maybe to some extent the vanity part, showing the world what kind of woman I am.
Attitude. I love it. You know, okay, so the other reasons that are common that we have here is praise from your peers, which totally makes sense. Looking nice and wanting people to know that you look nice. If it's on sale, of course. If there's a nice bag, it's on sale. Why not buy that? If it was a nice jacket, if it was a nice pair of walnuts and they're on sale, buy it, guys, okay? Competition with other ladies, though I don't necessarily understand that one. I can put myself, because I'm a jacket freak. I love jackets. So if I saw some guy trying on a jacket I tried on moments ago and I was thinking of buying it, I would probably be very more geared toward buying that jacket after seeing him try on my jacket. So that makes sense. Looking forward, though, guys, these often are very expensive things, and there's nothing wrong with that. Investing in your look, investing in your appearance is fine. I would say, personally, with all nice, luxurious things, I think people, if they like them, they should have them, but to a degree. And I'm saying, like, if you have 50 bags, you have maybe that bag disorder. But if you are one of those people that has far less than 50 bags, I won't judge here, then you just are someone that appreciates bags, appreciates their image and how they look. And you know what? I don't think you should feel bad about that at all. You go, girls.
Yeah, it's, well, I just want to say that for girls, if you want to buy a bag to make yourself feel good, make yourself happy, it's perfectly okay to do that. Just don't do it because someone else has it, so I have to have it. And for guys, understand your girlfriends, understand them, and try to find a way to give them the perfect gift. It's okay to occasionally buy a bag for your lady if you know she's going to appreciate it. It's a perfect gift.
Well, when a man pays attention to your needs, yes, I think that is something to be praised of. And as a handbag lover, I'm not a slave to it. And I think the most important thing for all people is that you need to be comfortable in your own skin. And I think the most ultimate, well, fashion icon, Jane Birkin, the Birkin handbag is named after her. But you know what? She rocks a straw basket in all the high fashion scenes. So I think that is the ultimate of fashion and cool. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Neil Hulian, and Ryan Price.